This is a Flashbooks audio summary on the 10x rule, the only difference between success and failure. Written and published by GetFlashNotes.com, narrated by Dean Bukhari, original author Grant Cardone. Making big promises is what Grant Cardone does. So it comes as no surprise when he tells us that his 10x rule will guarantee success beyond your wildest dreams. But this isn't some cheap gimmick or shortcut, because the 10x rule requires you to rethink everything you thought you knew about business and life management. Cardone is on a mission in this book to help people bust out of the confines of average, normal, and practical. In order to achieve the massive results that he promises, you've got to be prepared to start taking massive action. This means setting sky-high goals and busting your butt to achieve them. It means doing 10 times more than your colleagues and competitors in order to not only rise above, but set the example for all others to follow. The big ideas from this book will also teach you how to banish fears, excuses, and procrastination by showing you how to assume control over all aspects of your life, even the things you imagine are beyond your control. Cardone will show you how to say goodbye to being a victim of circumstance and say hello to becoming the master of your life. Here's what you'll learn about in this book summary. Why setting your targets high, impossibly high, is the necessary first step towards beginning to take massive action. Why you need to assume responsibility for everything in your life, even the situations that seem entirely down to bad luck, hurricanes, bad economy, illness, etc. And finally, why it's crucial that you are prepared to overcommit and then obsess about following through. Crucial quotes. Quote, "This is the focus of the 10x rule. You must set targets that are 10 times what you think you want and then do 10 times what you think it will take to accomplish those targets." Quote, "Success for anyone or any group is ultimately a positive contribution to all people and all groups as it provides validation of the possibilities to all." Quote, "I suggest that you become obsessed about the things you want. Otherwise, you are going to spend a lifetime being obsessed with making up excuses as to why you didn't get the life you wanted." Unquote. Tweetable summary. Set massive goals, back them up with massive action, learn how to dominate your field, and don't rest until everyone knows your name. Big idea number one. Aim 10x higher and do 10x more. Quote, "A person who limits his or her potential success will limit what he or she will do to create or keep it." Whatever we seek to accomplish, writing a book, losing weight, achieving the perfect relationship with our significant other, Cardone tells us that the desire to achieve those goals is the crucial element to achieving them. But too many people try to set limits on their desire. They tell themselves and others that they don't need wild success. But this kind of thinking is dangerous. Why? Because when we limit the scope of our desire, we limit the scope of what we're willing to do to achieve our goals. Cardone pleads with us to forget ideas of practicality and reasonableness and adequacy. The only way that we'll ever achieve any measure of success is to reach for the stars and to take 10 times as much action as anyone else to reach them. While some insist that setting impossible goals kills motivation and that it's better to underpromise and overdeliver, Cardone actually retaliates that this line of thinking is foolish. Lofty targets will only spur you on harder to do more and try more than anyone else, and that even if we fall short, it's better to fall short from a massive target than to fall short or even reach a puny one. Cardone set a goal, for instance, at the same time that he was writing this book, to start his own TV show. Countless people told him that such a goal was foolish, that he had no chance. But by the time he wrapped up the book, he actually had multiple production companies interested in producing his show and had companies lined up who were tripping over themselves to become part of his program. a target most people called impossible, had been achieved. But setting the high target is actually only the first step. The second step is to take 10 times the amount of action that you think is necessary to reach that target. For Cardone, when he was first starting his consulting business, this meant making 10 times the number of cold calls in a day that he thought necessary or even reasonable. It meant pushing himself to his outer limits to achieve his goals. And Cardone insists that the magic of his rule is that the more action you take, the more energized you become to do even more. When we've got puny, uninspiring goals, we tend to feel lethargic and unmotivated to achieve them. On the flip side, when we've got huge, ambitious goals, we feel empowered and invigorated to take action towards achieving them. Bottom line, set massive goals, take massive action. That is the 10X rule. Big idea number two, approach success as your duty, responsibility, and obligation. Quote, "Treating success as an option is one of the major reasons why more people don't create it for themselves and why most people don't even get close to living up to their full potential." Unquote. Many people live mere existences, according to Cardone. They drift along without trying for success because they view success as not that important and as a matter of happenstance. But he insists that success is actually an ethical issue. It's ethical that we have a duty to strive for it, just as a parent considers it their duty to give their child the best possible opportunities in life, so it is the duty of each and every single one of us to give ourselves the best opportunity possible as well. None of us live in a vacuum. We have friends, we have family, colleagues, even employees who want and perhaps even depend upon us to succeed. We owe it to them and ourselves to commit to achieving success. In addition to this, Cardone tells us to break from the myth that success is a zero-sum game, when the reality is that there is no shortage of success. One person's success does not limit the amount of success that someone else can achieve. On the contrary, success breeds success. When we surround ourselves with people setting those high targets, taking massive action, it energizes us and gives us good examples to follow and role model. And in turn, our success spurs others on. Big idea number three, stop acting like a victim. Quote, "To get to where you want to go in life, you must adopt the view that whatever is going on in your life, good, bad, or nothing, is something caused by you." Unquote. It's possible to come up with 1,000 excuses for why we've not achieved success. Poor health, not enough capital, a bad market, acts of God, and so on and so forth. Cardone encourages us to throw out all excuses, to assume control and increase responsibility over everything that goes on in our lives. This does not mean acting like a complete control freak. It means preparing ourselves for whatever comes our way. He uses the example of the electricity going out in his neighborhood. In this situation, he could A, blame the city for the blackout, B, whine and play the victim card, or C, assess the situation and next time be better prepared for a blackout by purchasing a backup generator. Now, if you think the answer is C, ding, you're right. You've just won a one-way ticket to Responsibility Island. There are plenty of ways, always, to combat the unfortunate occurrences that happen in life. This is what it means to assume control and increase responsibility. Once we accept that we, i.e., you, are responsible, solely responsible for what happens in your life, your brain will come up with 1,000 ways to spin situations in your favor. These are so much better than 1,000 excuses for why you're failing at life. A victim is a slave to circumstance, but when we assume control, we become the master of our own circumstance. To help us get there, Cardone recommends that we constantly remind ourselves of a single, simple mantra. Nothing happens to me, it happens because of me. Nothing happens to me, it happens because of me. Might be a good idea to write that down in all caps and put it up somewhere where you can see it on a daily basis. Big idea number 4. Reject average, always think massive. Quote, compare your actions to having to carry a 1,000-pound backpack that you'll wear every day into the 40-mile-per-hour wind on a 20-degree upward slope. Prepare for massive, persistent action, and you will win. Unquote. Cardone is on a mission to get more people to reject the ideas of normal, average, and middle class, things that many people strive to actually achieve. After all, how many times do we hear someone say that they are not looking to be rich or massively successful, that they just want to be comfortable? Cardone exposes the falsehood in this idea by giving us examples of how normal can quickly turn into failure. Playing it safe does not shore a person up against unexpected tragedies in life. If we play it safe and strive for the best basic middle-class income, then unexpectedly, things can happen. Imagine if unexpectedly you strive for middle-class income and your parents or your children or even you yourself get sick and you haven't adequately prepared to take control and take care of your loved ones or yourself. This goes back to assuming control. Normal, average, and middle class is not a finish line. Instead, Cardone urges us to go for massive success, which of course means taking massive action. It means breaking out of the dull routine of a 37.5-hour work week. It means stepping away from the things that distract you and ultimately don't contribute to your life. Television, video games, napping away a Sunday afternoon when you could be making progress towards your goals. It means returning to a childlike state of perpetual motion. Cardone insists that massive action is actually the default state of human existence. Kids, for instance, are forever dashing around, figuring things out, always aiming to do more, to be faster, to become better. But as we age, we're constantly told to slow down, and that message robs us of that innate energy that we were born with. By the time we're adults, we're resigned to taking normal or even no real action at all. We need to break out of this idea of quote-unquote normal and go back to taking massive action. And this time that we take action, it needs to not just be massive, but purposeful as well. All you need to do is this. Number 1, figure out a meaningful 10x goal to go after. Number 2, take 10 times the amount of action that you think is normal. Make 10 times the amount of calls. Talk to 10 times the amount of people. Write 10 times the number of words. 10x. Now, it would be reasonable to think that you'd be exhausted from taking all this 10x action. But you'll actually find that the more action you take, the more energy you'll accumulate to keep going. Big idea number 5, do not compete, dominate. Quote, forward thinkers don't copy. They don't compete, they create, unquote. The idea of competition assumes that one person is in the same race as another, fighting to stay ahead. Cardone counters this idea with the idea instead that in order to come up and to come out on top, we cannot seek to compete, but we must seek to dominate by starting our own race. When he first started his company, he was offering a product that no one else was offering. It was totally different. It was unique. And that, combined with the massive action that he took to spread the word about his product, led him to dominate his sector. The goal is to have people automatically think of you when they think of your sector, your area, your industry, to be the company that all others in the industry look up to and try to emulate. In this way, you start your own race, and everyone else is in competition to be most like you. Cardone reiterates that the way to do this is to be willing to take unreasonable action. By this, he means spending money when other companies are trying to conserve. It means taking action when other people are backing away. Setting targets that seem unreachable. Advertising 10 times as much as what others consider normal. 10 times as much activity is the key. unreasonable action. Big idea number six, overcommit and then obsess. Quote, most people make only enough effort for it to feel like work, whereas the most successful people follow up every action with an obsession to see it through to a reward, unquote. Cardone wants us to go all in. Whatever it is that we want to do, we have to throw ourselves into it and commit to goals larger than we think are possible, 10 times larger. While society teaches us to play safe, to avoid being hurt, Cardone insists that playing it safe is foolish because it suggests that our energy, creativity, and effort have limited quantities, when in truth, we have an endless supply as long as we keep using it. Playing it safe is dangerous. Why? Because we fail to take the risks necessary to achieve anything when we play it too safe. When you overcommit, you learn how to stretch yourself in order to deliver. Our minds and bodies are amazing, and we need to have faith in them to follow up our ideas with massive action. That's why, after overcommitting, we must become obsessed with follow-through. While the word obsessed tends to have a negative connotation, Cardone encourages us to become obsessed with reaching our goals, because that obsession will fuel you to keep going. We'll become addicted to following through on our idea. Cardone describes seeing the 87-year-old Israeli president Shimon Peres, whose obsession with his job made him seem youthful and energized. Compare this to the people we see stuck in the drudgery of quote-unquote normal action, whose lack of goals and commitment to success have aged them prematurely. We must let our obsession invigorate us and those around us. Only then can we deliver on our commitments. Big idea number seven, use your fear as fuel for action. Quote, fear is a sign to do whatever it is you fear and do it quickly, unquote. Sooner or later, everyone experiences fear when they're pursuing massive goals. And it's perfectly normal and it's perfectly healthy. What's not healthy is letting that fear prevent you from taking further action. In fact, fear should be interpreted as a sign to take action and to take that action pronto, right away, right now. Because after all, procrastinating only prolongs fear. If we know we have an important business call to make and we're scared to do it, then we will only become more scared if we wait to make coffee or even take more time to prepare, to clean the office, to go do laundry, to organize your notebook, to reset your goals, to do everything except for what you're afraid of doing. Instead, what we need to do is rip the Band-Aid off and just do whatever it is that we fear to do. Fear is disabling. It tries to immobilize you. We must fight the paralysis with action. Of course, one of the things that we're going to fear is criticism, which is also a normal aspect of advancing in life. There are people everywhere who are going to try to tear you down for striving for higher levels of success because they themselves failed to strive like you are. Their envy will manifest itself in criticism. And just like with fear, we ought to respond to criticism with action, more and more action. It is a sign that we are starting to really make it. We must use it to spur us on to bigger and better things. Big idea number eight, make it so that everybody knows your name. Quote, the things upon which people depend most are omnipresent. From the oxygen you breathe, to the water you drink, to the fuel you burn in your car, to the electricity that runs through your home, to the most impressively branded products on earth. Quote, Cardone has set a target for himself. Get more than 6 billion people to hear his name constantly. That's almost every single person on earth. And this is exactly the kind of massive goal Cardone says we need to be setting for ourselves. Because once he had made this goal, Cardone began researching every possible way to make it into a reality for himself. He settled on starting his own television program, and even though hundreds of naysayers told him that he would never manage it, by the time of writing this book, Cardone was well on his way to being a regular on television, broadcasting his name and his image to hundreds of thousands of viewers. Great companies and people seek omnipresence. They want you to think of them when you think of their industry, and many have succeeded. Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Oprah, and so many more. We know their name, and they are everywhere. This is what true domination of a sector looks like. So, when it comes to ourselves, we need to reach high ourselves. High ambitions lead to high outcomes. Now, if you haven't already done so, decide on a high ambition for yourself, a goal so big that you don't even know how you'll possibly ever achieve it. If you've already got one in mind, it's a good idea to take another look at it and ask yourself whether it's ambitious enough, and if it isn't, to magnify it by 10. Big idea number 9, act successful at all times. Quote, success is no different than any other skill. Duplicate the actions and mindsets of successful people and you will create success for yourself. Unquote. In his many years of studying successful people, Cardone has determined that the difference between successes and failures is not down to luck or circumstance. Plenty of successes he has met started with absolutely nothing, and just as many failures started with every opportunity in the world. Instead, the key differences between the successes and the failures comes down to their actions, their everyday habits, demeanors, and their ways of viewing the world. Cardone presents an extensive list of these habits and actions and the main focus on how successful people view problems. While failures will see problems and run away or make excuses, successful people will view all problems as challenges and opportunities to get ahead of the pack and to develop themselves, to strengthen their muscles. Setbacks are temporary, and they are ultimately nothing more than learning opportunities. Another key aspect of successful people is that they never stop moving. They do not reach a certain point and decide to rest. Instead, for every goal they reach, they make another. Every time they set up a success, they set up another success. Every time they reach it, they set up another one, and another one, and another one. They are always focused on what actions they can be taking now. Every day must count. And finally, successful people play by their own rules. They reject traditional and normal and reasonable and reach for extraordinary instead. That is what it comes down to. Reaching for the extraordinary and to never stop reaching. Closing notes. The key takeaway from this book is this. The only limit to what you can do is your own desire. The bigger you dream, the more you can do. Actionable insights. Sit down right now and make a list of your goals. Do not reduce them as you write them down. If anything, make them bigger. Next, write down a list of actions you can take today to start propelling yourself towards these goals. And finally, ensure that you sit down with these lists every day and evaluate where you are in reaching your goals. If you feel like you're not reaching them fast enough, do not reduce the goals. Figure out how to increase your actions. Thank you for listening to this Flashbooks audio summary on The 10X Rule, the only difference between success and failure. Written and published by GetFlashNotes.com. Narrated by Dean Bakari. Original author, Grant Cardone. For more great self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to anytime, anyplace, visit us at GetFlashNotes.com.